completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, you can go to SEOQueen.com and download the free ebook, 101 Ways to Improve Your Marketing and Sales. Today's format is all about the author, intuitive, and intuitive coach, Lulu Ilove. She is a practitioner of intuitive coaching and consulting. She is the founder and CEO of the House of Oshun, author of The Journal, a 90-day journal to mindfulness, journal, and one of the top five intuitives online as rated by womanlylive.com. She is also the founder of thehouseofoshun.com, the House of Oshun YouTube channel, and toolsforintuitives.com. She takes her mission very seriously as she supports emerging intuitives, entrepreneurial intuitives, and senior intuitives from all walks of life and levels of ascension. So how are you today?
I'm awesome and amazing. Thank you for asking. And I'm so happy to be here today with you.
Oh, well, I'm excited to have you here with me as well, because there's a lot of things happening right now. So before we, you know, talk about, you know, your awesome YouTube channel and everything in your book, I want to know what inspired you to be an intuitive coach and consultant?
Even making it to the point of actually knowing what an intuitive is or an empath is, and working throughout my life with people who were close to me, strangers or what have you, one thing that I noticed was a lot of times, number one, people didn't like or didn't have the means to go to counseling or have therapy, or they didn't believe in therapy or counseling. A lot of times people don't have someone who they can go to express the many things that are going on in their life, in their mind, in their body even. So what brought me to this is that my journey over the 40 plus years that I've been on the earth, I honed my gifts, and I wanted to help to teach others how to hone theirs, as well as provide them the tools necessary to do so, so that they could do it in the comfort of their own homes. They can do it in the comfort of under the guise of a therapist or what have you. So that's what mostly brought me there. My life experiences and how I, the many trials and tribulations I went through to even get to know myself better, which is an ongoing process. So that's what brought me to that point.
Okay, so when you talk about, you know, just, you know, people who may not have the means for traditional therapy, have you found that even people who do have access to traditional therapy still opt for intuitive consulting and coaching because they're not necessarily in line with the philosophy and approach found in like mainstream therapy?
Yeah, because that's another thing that I learned as well. There are a lot of therapists, psychiatrists, psychologists. There are a lot of professionals who do things by the book and by being so textbook in their lives because they want to, you know, stay within the red tape. I don't want to go outside of the red tape. And what happens is they forget to connect with their client. They sometimes it's a money grab. Other times, you know, people are looking for something with a, maybe a more holistic feel. Or because a lot of times many people that I've run across and from all walks of life, they have these gifts, and the way that the gifts intertwine with their everyday life, it's kind of hard to express this to a specialist who doesn't want to cross the red tape, because a lot of specialists understand the spiritual side of things, but they don't want to bring that in because it's not textbook. They can't prescribe something for it, or they don't want to go too deep in it. They'll listen to the person discuss it, but they don't want to provide any, they give more practical advice than because it's within that red tape, right?
Right. So, yes. So one thing that I have found in my journey is that there are spiritual laws, just like there's gravity, just like there's, you know, force equals mass times acceleration. There are spiritual laws as well. How has, you know, your spiritual insight and knowledge helped you to, you know, from the realization that you are empath, from the realization that you had these gifts, what made you transition to creating a business model?
I've always wanted, okay, it goes back because many of us, well, I had to go through the process in that way where I didn't know exactly what it was. What was that thing that I came here to do? Right. And mm-hmm. So I've always wanted to own my own business. I never knew what that really looked like. So I've tried all types of things in my life. This is the only thing that stuck. What brought me into this was maybe when I went through a huge awakening, and I've always wanted to help people, but do it in a way that people can help themselves. And I was like, okay, so how can I? I've always had a business mind when it comes to putting these things together for people. Not necessarily just this, like any of the other businesses, business ventures that I've tried in the past. Of course, they all led up to this. It was a learning curve. But when it came to just really putting this together, people will always tell you what they need. If you have information that people need, they will tell you. You have to listen to them. I could understand if, like, all the businesses that I would start, I felt as though this is the thing that is needed. This is the thing that I need to be doing. This is a part of my purpose. And but what it came down to was this, creating this academy, this online academy, creating these tools. I have a number of workbooks and a number of free things also on the site at www.toolsforintuitives.com. But that's what brought me to the space of, like, I have to create a space, a safe space where people can learn and hone their gifts, but also get to know themselves better. Because the more that people begin to really get to know themselves better, the it makes the world a better place, because then you don't have people out here just being selfish. When people are self-serving, they get caught up in the ego. They get caught up in lower vibrations or the lower vibrational things, animalistic things that go with that lower nature, sex, drugs, money, influence, and the way that they go about it can be detrimental to who they become later on in life, because that's what it's all about as well, preparing now for what may come in the future.
Right. So I think, you know, your YouTube channel is really powerful. I've noticed a lot of people have a lot of comments. I've run across people who've been following you for years and have nothing but great things to say. So what made you start your YouTube channel?
Well, I had been underground for quite some time. I was doing a lot of free readings and helping people. I went from I transitioned from just helping people the way that I had been all my life, giving advice and all these things. And I started to hone my ability to look into situations for people and help them walk through what needs to be done. Aside from the renegade side of it, I had to hone my gifts. So what happened was I was underground for a very long time. I had a Facebook page. It's still up. It's very old. But I had a Facebook page. I had people in groups that I practiced and things like that. And so I thought that I would be able to, you know, I can play it small and just stay under the radar. Around 2006, I was guided intuitively, something just, you know, it was just like create a YouTube page. I created the YouTube page, but I didn't use it right off because as with many things that I do, I don't know exactly what I'm creating this for, but I know that it must connect to something. And so I was sitting one day talking with my daughter, and I was like, I started looking into the whole YouTube thing because I wasn't into the zodiac signs of things. I was into the one-on-one dealing with people. So YouTube, the psychic reading community on YouTube is geared mostly, it's kind of moving to a different space now, thank goodness, but it was geared around the zodiac signs. So I got into, you know, the zodiac part of it just because it was part of the, from what I saw and researched, that was part of that world, right? So this is how I would get into that world. So my daughter tells me, you know, you're funny and just be yourself. And people, I'm telling you, you'll be fine. And people will love you and all of this. So I finally decided to do it and I went ahead with it. And I mean, it's history from there. Many of the people who have come and gone and come back, we're all considered lighthouses. Also we go by housemates, but I think now we've moved more into being called lighthouses there on YouTube. But yeah, it's been a very interesting journey, but it's been well worth it to at least help people help themselves, because that's what it's about.
So please change the names to protect the innocent, but can you give us some examples of scenarios that you've helped people to, that you've consulted people intuitively through?
Well, that can range from, there's a lot that goes with that. Okay, so let me think, see if I can think of any cases or what have you, because there's a lot of reviews and comments where people are saying where and how. I've helped people leave relationships that, you know, were not good for them. And people do most people do know, because I'm an advocate for people staying together, but I'm not an advocate for someone staying in a situation where they will be abused, right? And it wasn't necessarily like I would just say, you need to leave this person. No, it's more along the lines of, this is where you are, this is where they are. This is where you could potentially be if y'all can work together. This is where you can potentially be, the relationship can possibly go if the two of you get together and do certain things. Well, if you have one person who isn't willing to listen to the other person, one person who isn't willing to allow the relationship to grow because they like exactly where it is, because they were comfortable from the onset of it. Well, client happened to find herself worth and her self-value. She happened to see the bigger picture. She happened to see that he was only supposed to be there for a season, not a lifetime. So that's a small part, because I've helped people with things that I cannot name out loud.
Yeah, I know there's some scenarios that if you were to talk about it, too many people know details and could put two and two together. But I think, you know, that just goes, you know, back to, you know, you're being one of the top intuitives online and having, you know, almost 20 million views of your videos. I mean, that's incredible. So what keeps you going? Like what, I mean, you have people coming to you, you decided to, you know, create a platform where people can book readings with you. You have the tools for intuitives. So you're not only helping people one-on-one, but you're also helping other people who have a gift such as yourself to help other people as well. So what other tools have you developed? And can you tell us a little bit more about your 90-day to mindfulness journal?
Oh, of course. I have a RDP series that I developed, which is a series of books and courses and webinars that will help people recognize, defeat, and prevent certain things. Recognize, defeat, and prevent anxiety, spiritual attacks, which with the name, it sounds kind of like, oh, I'm not into that stuff, right? But it's more along the lines of there are such things as generational curses or generational patterns or generational cycles. And with that comes spiritual warfare, because there is a spiritual attack that goes from one generation to the next if someone doesn't break it. So I have a series of RDP courses, webinars, and any of my tools that I create can be used as a prerequisite to any of the courses. Like, everything that I do connects. So I have that. I have a patterns of behavior workbook that I also have that can be used with the 90-day journal to mindfulness. I have the PMS emotional to-do list as well, which is along the lines of it goes deeper into breaking those deep patterns of behavior. If you have addictions in your family, if you have child abuse, molestation, like it digs deeper into those aspects of things as well.
Now, what does PMS stand for?
Yeah, so PMS is process, mediate, and secure. So the process part of PMS is analyze the process to strategize, and then you mediate, which is making like a plan of action that is going to be doable. And then you secure, which is the execution of the plan. You are making it your business to take the steps necessary, adding this to your daily to-do, because you want to be as mindful as possible of everything that you are saying and doing when it comes to whatever this pattern is that you have pinpointed. So that's what the PMS stands for in the PMS emotional to-do list workbook that I created some year, about 2 years ago, I think, maybe. Yeah.
Okay. And that's available on toolsforintuitives.com, correct?
No, that one isn't available as of yet, because okay. I'm still working the 90-day journey to mindfulness. I didn't want to put, that was my issue for a while. I just want to put it all out there. Well, you know, there's certain steps that need to be taken for each product.
Right. So
they all connect.
This is a great segue to my next question. Like, for the person, because this podcast is for entrepreneurs, for people who are starting their business, and for those intuitive okay. psychics who are looking to, they're thinking about going this way, and they, you know, are really not sure where to start. What three steps can you recommend to them, or what products and products or books or tools that you have available that can support them to launching a successful intuitive consulting company?
Right. Well, it isn't necessarily for just only for people who do what I do. So anyone who is gifted would be able to benefit from the 90-day journey to mindfulness. But to answer your question, you said, what are the top three things that I would recommend or suggest?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. They would need to know their why. Why do they want to do it? Why, when it comes to being an intuitive consultant, why do you want to do it? What does your client, what type of client do you serve? And what is your vision for your business, right? Because all too often when people come into this business, they want to help people, because that's what empaths want to do. They want to help. You also have those who want to be, you know, it's a money grab. But for those who want longevity, they need to know why they are doing it, which the why can change, but people will always be at the forefront of the why though. And they would want to do that. They would want to know what that why is, because they need to know if it's in alignment with their assignment. They need to know that, is this coming from your heart, or is this coming from your head, or is this coming from the connection of the heart and the head that you want to move forward with this? Is this something that is driven by pain? If it's something that is driven by pain, you want to take a step back and reevaluate the true why. Because all too often people want to help people, but they want to help people because they don't want to face the pain that they are going through at that time. So the healing needs to take place. And that's the biggest part of this as well. Healers go through a lot of pain. Healers go through a lot of learning, life lessons and experiences from people draining them and only wanting to take and not give, right? So they would want to really identify their why and make sure that their why isn't coming from the lower animalistic part of them. The why isn't coming from the ego or the identity. You know what I mean? So.
Right, right. So I want to go back to something you said earlier, and you talked about, you know, how women have different levels of PMS, and some is, you know, experience it more so than others based on the cycles of the moon, and also because of a lack of reciprocity in their lives. So can you go into that issue? Because I think entrepreneurs and just people in general, no matter if it's a personal or professional situation, how can you get more reciprocity in one's business and personal life? So that's my question to you.
Right. Okay. So with self-awareness, self-discipline, and self-mastery, right, we're constantly working on those. And we have to know when to, it's important for us to know when, how much we have to give. And it is what we are giving, is that what is being asked of us? But going back to the moon phase, though, when it comes to having those hard menstrual cycles, endometriosis, fibroids, all those things that come with being an empath and not dealing with certain things head on, right? And just suppressing them and just going through this painful process monthly without understanding why. It's a buildup. People have to learn to create boundaries and stick to those boundaries and know what they are willing to compromise when it comes to said boundaries, because all too often we can overgive. Like, we have to ask ourselves, how much are we giving, and is this what is required, or is this something that is desired? Do we just desire to do this so we can't do anything but hold ourselves accountable and bite the bullet? But if we are overgiving and not allowing people to at least meet us halfway if they can, trying not to impose our expectations on others is very important. A lot of times people do that. They impose their expectations on other people. No, what did the person say? Or what are their actions that go with their words that you know, with what they say that they can do or what they will do and how they will do in this world? All too often, empaths go by someone said a word and they took it as an action. So they are already giving more than what they've received. And that's why a lot of empaths are balled up in their beds crying, feeling hurt. That's why we have a lot of women in their masculine energy. Well, if you're just going to do that, I'm just going to shut down. I'm going to just bite the bullet. They become bitter. They become, they are more in their masculine energy than not. They want to be the breadwinner. They want to show that they have what it takes to do everything that a man can do. You know what I mean? So that's not a balance. That's not a well-balanced woman.
Right.
So when we get to that wanting to be a man and be like a man, and I've been hurt so much, and that's the other part of it as well. People who hold on to hurt, if they don't start forgiving, people don't like to forgive because they think that drinking the poison is going to kill somebody else. No, it's not. If people learn how to let folks be where they are, try not to impose your expectations on people. People going to be where they are. You thought that, you know, you had what you perceived this person to be, but that's not who they are. They showed you and told you who they are. So we need to get more in alignment with that instead of assuming. Because when we assume, we make an ass out of ourselves and the other person. In our heads, we make an ass out of them. So we embody all that, internalize all of that. And by internalizing all of these horrid things that we are saying that happen without taking accountability, it builds up, it builds up, it builds up. That's why we have a lot of people who are overweight. We have people who eat emotionally. People are not taking time out for the self-care necessary. You will, before the tower crumbles, we always get signs of when we need to break, take a break, relax. We need to go and sit out in nature or what have you, in your sauna, just somewhere away from the chaos, away from the energy of your home, away from the children. It has to be somewhere that is your sacred space where you can sit and talk and speak with yourself and also speak with God. Your answers are there. Your answers are in meditation. Your answers are in once you can quiet your mind to really pinpoint what needs your focus at that time. So all of that plays a part, no matter what level of life, no matter, because I have people who have bought my journal for their children, people, therapists who buy the book and recommend the book to their clients. The journal goes a long way to help people to, you know, go work through some of the things that I've stated.
Right. So forgiveness. This is, you have a blog post on your website, thehouseofoshun.com, that talks about that forgiveness is an act of self-preservation. And you also talked about that just now, about people don't have enough forgiveness in their lives. Can you expound upon that a little bit more as well?
Well, when it comes to forgiveness, holding on to resentment or not forgiving someone who hurt you in the past does nothing to them. It does more to you, does more damage to you in your life, in your present way of being, your present life, excuse me, because when we hold on to certain things, it blocks us from doing other things. It blocks, like if you hold on to, if you have a relationship that the person just dogged your app, just you ain't never seen nothing like it in your life. Your relationship before that one was pretty cool, but this one, oh my goodness, it's not a pattern of yours to have met this person. It just came out of nowhere. So then this person shows you and triggers something in you that takes you to a space where I just cannot, and I will never, ever again, just I'm done with men. You don't want to forgive the person because of holding on to what they did to you, what you allowed. But if you go into the forgiveness, if you recognize what was really going on in the beginning of the relationship, that's what we call walking it backwards. So when you walk it backwards, you can see what it is that you needed to learn in that and forgive yourself. You got to forgive yourself first and then forgive the person and have some type of compassion and really release that from your heart. Because if not, what happens is holding on to that is like holding on to the death of a loved one. It'll cause plaque to build up around your heart. It'll cause you to have issues with your eyes, your teeth, your ears, depending on where you are holding this pain. It can have, of course, your menstrual cycles, you know, off. And if you even have one, some people stress to the point where they don't have a menstrual cycle for months. But at the end of the day, it's really important to practice the act of forgiving. And really repeating and affirming that, because it builds up, it builds character. And everything that you go through, you went through for a reason, right? So it builds character, it builds strength, it strengthens your weaknesses, because it is a form of weakness to hold on to something that no longer is even existing. You're living in the past when you don't forgive.
Right.
You're not allowed to be present. Right.
That's powerful. That's so powerful. So besides, you know, forgiveness and mindfulness, what else can people expect when they're walking through the 90-day journal?
Well, the 90-day journey to mindfulness journal / workbook. I tend to say / workbook / journal, because it's kind of like you're doing a little diary, but you're also working through your process daily for 90 days. But it is a daily habit building workbook that assists the person using it with recognizing, defeating, and preventing certain patterns of behavior, right? Because on one side, there is where we clear the clutter. And clearing the clutter is where you just allow yourself to be very raw and honest with yourself about what happened in your day. It's like just blurting it out, just a mind dump. And with that mind dump, you go over to the second page where you observe the mind dump and you highlight certain things. You went off on Paul at the water cooler at work. And once you look at it, once you write it down and look at it, it's like, okay, why did I go off on Paul? Did he really deserve it? Could I really have done that better? So then you observe that on the observation side, and you place that, like, I went off on Paul and that conversation with him shouldn't have even happened. I should have shut it down here. you're teaching yourself, you're growing up, you're maturing in these 90 days. And so the clarity, there's a section for clarity on that page as well. So the clarity that that person would receive from that piece of clutter is that I will be more mindful of how I respond, because, you know, there's a trigger with how we respond to certain things. A lot of times people say things or do things that trigger cellular memory. And we are, if we're not aware, it can go far left and very fast. It can go left and it can go left very fast. So that's something that's that as I'm providing as a small glimpse into the journal. But the journal can also assist entrepreneurial intuitives or anyone in any walk of life with grounding them in their body, their mind, and also keeping them open to spirit, but also being very grounded. Because grounding daily, you ground twice with this journal. You ground in the morning with a morning meditation, and you have where you will circle, how did you wake up feeling? You do an affirmation for the day. Later on that evening, you come and you write out your clutter, your observation, the clarity you receive. You do a meditation that night. So you're grounding yourself in the morning and in the evening. And this helps with those who may be overwhelmed by work, because one thing I've learned is that when you write it out, you will have your answers are in your writing. So if you begin to write things out and really observe yourself out, detaching yourself and see yourself outside of yourself when you write in the journal, what happens is you realize, like, you know, sometimes I am a piece of crap. Right? Or wait a minute, I should have stood up for myself. This is when I should have spoke. This is when I shouldn't have. When I was feeling this way, I should have followed my gut instinct and did things this way. So it's like pinpointing certain things and being more grounded in your everyday living, because after so long, you realize that it'll begin to happen. It's just going to be second nature, which is how we are born. But because we had to go through the conditioning of our parents and the conditioning and experiences that we apparently were born to go through, we kind of forgot how to just be. We forgot how not to be in a hurry. We forgot how, you know, things happen when they should. You can't push or pressure for things to happen that it's not time for it to happen, right? So it helps with it helps with a number of things. And of course, I could talk all day about it, but overall, it helps with self-love, self-care, self-awareness, self-discipline, and self-mastery. It helps people to get familiar with their patterns, generational curses, or what have you, just any type of patterns of behavior that people may not recognize even when other people tell them.
Right. So you know, I think... Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I can go on, honey. Go, you go ahead.
All right. So what I was going to say is when we were talking about, you know, journaling and really clearing the clutter and observing what you did and how you responded. And I remember my soul coach, she taught us that okay is a complete sentence. No is a complete sentence. And she called it verbal vomit. You know, when you have to just go on and on and on and on about a certain situation to somebody, and it does more harm than good in a lot of scenarios. So this is great to create more self-awareness, self-discipline, and self-mastery through this journal. This journal can be found on the houseofoshun.com, and it is called A 90-Day Journey to Mindfulness. ASE Tools for Intuitives. ASE stands for Ascension and Spiritual Expansion by Lulu I Love. I've been meaning to get my copy. If you go onto the website, you'll see a video with screenshots from in the book, along with Lulu's gorgeous face. And I just want to thank you for coming on to the SEO Queen Tech Show. And I just want to ask you if you have any final remarks that you want to share with the listeners.
The only thing that I would share is that it's important for all of us to live our life on purpose, with purpose, because we do more, we bring greater awareness to the beautiful love energy of the world by doing so. Don't hinder others. We are here to help, not hinder. We're here to help and not hurt. As they say, hurt people, let us not continue to be the, carry that on and carry that cycle on. It has to end somewhere, and if not you, then who? I am Lulu I Love of the House of Oshun, and I thank you so much, Z, for having me on.
Well, thank you so much, Lulu, for coming on to the show. I strongly encourage all my listeners to check out her website, check out her YouTube channel. You will be inspired and encouraged. Thank you so much. And until next time.
It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Get visibility like never before. The traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. No traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Completely redesigned, Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.